Country Pop FM.
You'll see later that it's very ironic that the cowbell would usher us into today's Bob Almanac, brought to you by Authority Fence. Keep your kids safe, keep your yard private, and your pets secure with Authority Fence. With over 60 years of combined experience, family-owned Authority Fence uses only premium-grade vinyl, chain link, and aluminum maintenance-free fence products. Back to the lifetime warranty, enjoy safety, security, and privacy with Authority Fence. Go to AuthorityFence.com, click on their free fence estimator tab to get the ball rolling, or give the office a call now, 320-558-4488. Authority Fence, Minnesota's maintenance-free fence specialist, and a proud Minnesota licensed contractor since 1994. The other thing we got to talk about here, we're going to do Almanac Quiz again. We'll quiz you on the Almanac on all the things said. Yesterday it was the name of the dog for Roscoe, Flash.
Right, Flash.
I called him a bloodhound, but actually the joke on the thing was that he was actually not a bloodhound as you would expect a sheriff to have, right?
Right.
It was actually a basset hound, which is much lazier. And I had three or four listeners text in and say there was a basset hound.
Okay.
That was the joke because Flash would just sit there.
Right.
That's why Roscoe would say, "Sick him, Flash," was because there was no sicking anybody. He wasn't going to sick anybody. He was going to just sit there
and wait
in the passengers. And I don't know, maybe, did Roscoe ever belt, you know, he's a seat belt or some kind of a dog harness on Roscoe?
Yeah, not that I didn't watch the show like you did.
Me and millions others.
Right. I mean, I saw a few episodes.
But. All right. Today is Tuesday, April 9th, 100th day of the year, Neil.
Yeah.
This is the 100-day plateau.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a big deal. This date, 1768, John Hancock.
It's Herbie Hancock.
John Hancock refuses to allow two British customs agents to go below deck of his ship. And that, to many, is considered to be the first act of physical rebellion, physical resistance to British authority in the colonies. The great John Hancock, Neil, 1768.
Yeah. One of the fine signatures of all time.
Exactly.
And I can only strive to be a tenth as good as John Hancock.
As far as your handwriting.
Right.
Yes. Herbie Hancock's signature and handwriting was fine,
pretty good,
too.
Pretty
I mean,
good
I
too.
Think if your last name is Hancock, I think you have good handwriting. I think it's pretty much. 1881 this date. Billy the Kid convicted of murder for killing a New Mexico sheriff, and then there was another sheriff that went after him, right?
Right. Well, Pat Garrett would go after him, but...
Right, yeah, he's the other sheriff that went after him. Because he was, you know, you kill one sheriff, another one's coming after you.
Yeah, and he killed a couple of deputies because he would escape.
Yeah, he did.
You know, it's the old, hey, deputy, got to go to the bathroom. And took him out to the bathroom.
Oh.
Slipped out of one of his handcuffs and then surprised the deputy going back up the stairs.
Surprise, surprise.
Took his gun, gunned him down. Then we got a shotgun, gunned down another one. He was a bad kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then Pat Garrett would end it for him a short time later.
Well, he was sentenced to hang. You're going to try and get away from that.
For sure.
You're going to try to get away and avoid that.
When you're the main guest at a necktie party, you want to get out of it.
All right, so that was 1881. 1905. No, that's not the Love Boat. That's not Meryl Stubing.
Oh, it's not.
Telling Gopher to get his butt up to the cabin and bring his coffee. That's the horn from a freighter and the return call. It's like a mating call in Duluth. The call from the aerial lift bridge. Iconic landmark, wouldn't you say?
I would say.
It was a modern marvel of technology. This date, 1905, that first aerial bridge, aerial ferry bridge, went into operation in Duluth. Happy birthday, aerial bridge.
Very nice.
It's 119 years old. 119 for the old aerial bridge up there.
That's very nice.
Always kind of fun to go over that. Probably not so fun for people that have to be somewhere on the other side.
Right.
And nope, it's going up.
Yeah, that's going to be a little while.
Better swim. 1925, at the height of his fame, Have you heard of the bellyache heard around the world? When Babe Ruth couldn't play because he had a bellyache.
Yeah. Right.
He had ulcers. I mean, he had a bad diet.
Yes, he did.
He wasn't getting a lot of sleep. He was partying, drinking, and that all gave him a bellyache.
A lot of hot dogs, a lot of beer.
Yes. Some people actually reported that he died. Neil, do you remember that?
Yeah.
I remember watching the baseball Ken Burns thing, and they talked about that. There were actual rumors in newspapers that Babe Ruth had died in 1925. It takes a lot more than that to kill a babe.
Although he did die young.
He did die young. He ended up being with cancer.
Yeah.
Was it throat cancer?
Something like that.
Because he really
had
a hard throat.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was 1925 and 59.
It's my pleasure to introduce to you, and I consider it a very real honor, gentlemen. From your right, Malcolm S. Carpenter, Leroy G. Cooper, John H. Blenn, Virgil I. Grissom, Walter M. Shira, Alan B. Shepard, Donald K. Slayton.
Those are your first ever astronauts, right there. Seven astronauts announced this date in 1950. Hey, what do you think of that little rooster crow there? You think that's pretty good?
I think the astronauts would have appreciated
that. That's right. That was the eighth astronaut. It was a rooster.
Yeah.
Seven astronauts.
That was historic.
Announced on this date for the Mercury program. That was the Mercury, the first manned space program. And of course, out of those, it was Gus Grissom that perished in the Apollo 1 test flights and testing for Apollo 1 later on in the 60s.
Fire in the module.
67.
There,
yeah, so the Mercury program started this day in 59. We had ourselves some astronauts. Also, same day in 59, the Boston Celtics swept Elgin Baylor and the Minneapolis Lakers in four games. 4-0, Celtics would go on to win eight consecutive titles. That'd be the first of their eight in a row.
Bill Russell
was pretty good.
Pretty good player.
He was pretty good. You got your Cousy. Bob Cousy. Red Auerbach. And then, of course, a year later, the Lakers would be gone.
And look at that, though. It's April 9th, and the season's over. We got a couple of months yet.
We haven't even started
almost
the playoffs.
3 months, yeah.
We haven't started the playoffs. We haven't even started those yet.
Right, yeah. So the season's gone a little longer.
1965, a little more baseball here for you.
That one of the wind backs up. He's on the warning path. He had a wild jump. He can't get it. It's a home run.
LBJ was there. Now, yesterday we had a pretty big home run, right? Number 715, Hank Aaron.
Yes.
Maybe the biggest of all time.
Off Al Downing.
I would call that bigger than the Bonds, right? Bonds hitting number 756, right? Would have been his
breaking.
I think so. I think Aaron's is still more significant.
I do, too.
Because Barry Bonds is?
A cheater.
Yes.
So what was that?
That was the first ever home run in the Astrodome.
Oh!
First ever home run, and it was hit by Mickey Mantle.
Oh, wow.
Obviously, it was an exhibition game, which is kind of funny. LBJ was there, by the way. Lady Bird was there. I was a big baseball fan, Lady Bird.
Eighth wonder of the world.
Yeah, I know Lady Bird was the eighth wonder of the world, right. Wasn't she? That's what there was another part of Lyndon Johnson that he called the eighth wonder of the world,
wasn't it?
I think there was another thing. Anyway, the Astros beat the Yankees 2-1, exhibition game. What's really kind of funny is that Mickey Mantle hit the first ever home run at the Astrodome. Who had the first ever hit at the Metrodome? Pete Rose.
Pete Rose.
In an exhibition game as well.
Pretty good hitter.
Legends of the bats and so forth. So we had the Astrodome opening up 1980.
Take it, Hawks. Thanks, Doc. My pleasure.
You're not leaving, Hawks. We keep playing.
That wasn't the deal.
We keep playing.
For how long, Mr. Stobridge? Till you finally win.
That isn't how it works,
no.
Mr. Strobridge.
Strobridge was a railroad magnate.
Yes, as they all were.
Had a lot of money.
That is from the original The Gambler, starring Kenny Rogers.
It was Brady Hawks.
It premiered on this date. The first of the Gambler movies, were there four of them. And yes, Reba was in, I think, the fourth one.
Yeah.
Remember we were talking about that, yes. And somebody did confirm. But this was the first one, The Gambler. Premiered on CBS, Bruce Boxleitner, a couple of great TV character actors right there. The guy who played Colonel Decker, who was always chasing down the A-team. And then the other guy there, Mr. Showbridge, that's Rhoda's dad.
Yeah.
That's Rhoda's dad.
He was in a lot of
things. They were in a lot of things. I mean, I'm sure there were several McLeods they were both in at the same time.
Yeah.
But 1980, not Gunsmoke. Yeah. I'm sure he was.
Yes.
They all were in Gunsmoke in your world. 1981 here this date.
What's this? Married 6 months and already your wife's using spaghetti sauce for a jar?
It's okay, Pop. This is Prego.
Prego, listen to me. The ingredients of a successful marriage. Garlic.
It's in there.
Little bits of real herbs and onions for that homemade taste.
Pop, look. It's in there.
It's in there. That's Prego. Yeah, yeah. It was in there. Prego was released on this date and introduced.
I prefer Prego to Ragu. Personally.
Oh, we did. Definitely. It was thicker. The thing they did is it was sweeter.
Yeah.
And it was kind of interesting because that was the topic of a recent Foods That Built America. They were talking about Prego. They talked about Olive Garden. They were talking about the Italian and a little bit about Ragu and SpaghettiOs. Some of the more famous. Well, it's this pasta you can eat with a spoon, Neil, for crying out loud.
I know.
How good is it going to be?
And again, I was Chef Boyardee over Franco.
I'm sure you were Franco American, which was actually Campbell's. That was Campbell's.
Okay.
Too label.
Sweet. Too sweet for me.
Well, it was for kids.
Yeah.
They basically designed that for kids so they could eat pasta with a spoon. But Prego was sweeter, was good. It was thicker.
Yeah.
As soon as Prego came out, that was our
game changer there.
And the funny thing is there weren't a whole lot of spaghetti sauces back in the 70s.
Yeah.
You had Ragu and you had Hunt's. And you had Hunt's.
Yep.
And then Campbell's
was
came
in
out
the can.
There. Yes, Hunt's was in a can and was even runnier than Ragu, as I recall. And the other thing that came out about that, Olive Garden was started by General Mills right here in Minnesota. Actually, the first location wasn't here, but it was our very own General Mills that started Olive Garden because they had bought Red Lobster, and they go, well, can we do something like that for Italian?
Yeah.
Like they had done for Red Lobster. So that was kind of a big deal. Prego, it's in there. 1981. Now I'm craving spaghetti.
I am too.
1999. The way. Faith Hill on tour, actual audio, 1999. This isn't actually from her first tour stop, which was here in Minneapolis. 1999, that would have been Target Center, I'm sure. Did I ever tell you that I went and saw Tim McGraw, Ken Mellons, and Faith Hill at the Civic Center, like in 93?
Wow.
I remember that night because I got pulled over for passing on the right.
Oh. You've led a life of crime ever since.
Talk about a scofflaw.
Right. So, how'd Ken Mellons?
I broke the rules. I mean, I broke the law. So, Faith Hill, Target Center, this date, 1999, her first solo tour. And then on 2000 on SNL, we saw this for the first time.
And if Bruce Dickinson wants more cowbell, we should probably give him more cowbell.
Say, baby.
And Bobby, you are right. I am being selfish. But the last time I checked, we don't have a whole lot of songs that feature the cowbell.
I gotta have more cowbell, baby.
I'd be doing myself a disservice and every member of this band.
Jimmy Fallon is losing it.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
I told you there was a reason for it. It was the more cowbell skits. This date, 2000, Will Ferrell, Christopher Walken, and the rest of the cast. Jimmy Fallon can hardly contain himself.
Yeah, I mean, Will Ferrell sounded, you know, like he was in dire straits there.
Yeah.
I mean, he needed more cowbell.
Exactly.
He has been an iconic bit ever since.
He was the cowbell player. That's all he could play. And again, we're doing an almanac quiz.
Oh, that's good.
Elvis at the Medina this Saturday. So
Old Stevie Team Time, Jim.
No cowbell in this song.
No, it doesn't need it. Pretty well-known theme,
yeah,
I do believe.
Michael Learned, who was the mom. She was Ma on the Waltons. I think the only area where the Waltons was better than Little House on the Prairie was the theme.
Yeah.
Victor French was so much better than John Boy.
Right. And Victor French
would star with
Michael Learned. And, of course, Michael Learned would father an illegitimate child from Matt Dillon.
Yeah. What's he doing? Doesn't he know that you need protection?
Well,
Michael Learned, 85. Dennis Quaid today.
Don't mind if I do. If you're going to break the fast, the least you can do is invite a friend.
Not in the mood for talking, Doc.
You know how it is with me. You don't have to do much talking when I'm around.
Wyatt and Doc chatting at the bar over some whiskey.
Doc Holliday.
Dennis Quaid in the Wyatt Earp movie as Doc Holliday.
Yes.
He's been in a lot of movies.
Sure has.
I consider him as a quality actor, he's Dennis Quaid.
Very solid.
And he's a little more normal than his brother Randy.
Yes. Both fine actors.
I do. Real tomato ketchup, Eddie? Dennis Quaid is 70 today.
How does it happen that four such smart women have nothing to talk about but boyfriends? It's like seventh grade with bank accounts. What about us? What we think, we feel, we know.
Yeah, so that's Miranda for all of you fans of Sex and the City.
Oh, sure.
She was sitting around, and she just got frustrated about what they always talk about there, their little cafe.
Yeah.
She's Cynthia Nixon from Sex and the City. She's 58 today. We've got one of those vampires.
I know what you are.
Say it.
You're a wizard, Edward.
Out loud.
That's not what it is, then.
Say it.
I think we know what the answer is. He's a mean one, Mr. Grinch. It's Kristen Stewart. She was a human, and she wanted to become a vampire.
Ooh.
She's 34 today, and rapper Lil Nas X. Lil Nas X. So he's the one who did the song with Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh, that's right.
Old Town Road.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was,
so he does. He has a little crossover appeal there. Lil Nas X is 25. I thought he's much older, but he's only 25.
Have we reached the quota of rappers that can use Lil as their first name? We've got to be close.
Know. I'm pretty sure
it should be close. Gone but not forgotten today. We're going to start out with one of my favorites. He and John Wayne were best buddies off screen and played in a lot of movies together, the great Ward Bond.
Well, I never expected that.
He showed good sense. Like to have him.
I don't see why you
can't. What's doing, Pat? You tried? I appreciate it.
All right, if you don't want me, I'll round up my men and get set for an early start in the morning. See you before I go.
They were good buddies in real life, were
yes.
they not?
Yes, yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, they were. They shared a few cocktails together, as legend would have it. And Ward Bond, it was very, very hard on the Duke when Ward passed away of cancer at a very young age. He was, I think, in his early 50s. Of course, he was also the policeman in It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart.
Yep.
If you can picture that, then you can picture Ward Bond, born on this day, 1903. Where would we be without Playboy magazine? The guy who founded it and always was in his in his robe, Hugh Hefner.
Remember that time when they showed up at the Playboy mansion in a cement truck?
Are we having a problem here?
Hugh Hefner! Axel Foley!
I'm sorry, I feel like I know you already, because you know how many times I've put your magazine up and forget about it, it's not important, but I just want to give you some background on some of your guests here. This is Thermopolis, yeah. He's into guns and drugs, Hugh Hefner, and this is Max, and Max kills cops for a living!
Well, I don't know him, or you. I think it's time that all of you left.
So it just doesn't matter how many times you've prescribed, subscribed, and read or purchased the magazine.
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't know you, it's time for you to leave.
It's time for you to leave. And much like everybody else, I just read the articles. Playboy magazine founder Hugh Hefner was born on this day in 1926. He's one of the pioneers and one of the top rock and rollers. Hall of Famer Carl Perkins.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on.
Member of a certain quartet that they really weren't a quartet, but
no, but
they were the Million Dollar Quartet.
They came out together and did pretty well. Carl Perkins right there with his blue suede shoes. Born on this day, 1932. Same year, while Jim's battling an anaconda, I'll be here in the studio. Jim Fowler from Wild Kingdom.
That winter incident ought to bring to mind a memorable moment you had once, Jim, in Wyoming. It involved a red neck band.
That's right. And you don't forget a red neck band like this when it's the basis for your jumping out of a flying helicopter without a parachute.
Oh, now see, Marlin would never do that.
No.
Is he jumping out of any helicopters without a parachute with an orange neck band? I don't think so.
All right, this week somebody's jumping out of a helicopter. What do you think, Marlin?
Yep,
I think Jim will do it. And Jim Fowler was born. And then didn't he show up on The Tonight Show then quite a bit?
Over 100 times.
Yeah, oh,
over 100 times. And then he had a cameo on Seinfeld when they had the Merv Griffin set. And they had the Merv Griffin set, and it was in Kramer's apartment. And he had Jim Fowler on with a hawk. It was hilarious.
Love it. Love it. And Jim Fowler.
And the other question is, did anybody ever see Orville Redenbacher and Marlin Perkins in the same room?
It has not been documented, to my knowledge.
Colonel Sanders, for that matter.
Right. Anyway, Jim Fowler, Wild Kingdom guy there, born on this day in 1932. 3 years later, he was one half of the comedy team of Burns and Schreiber, and he did some commercials too. Yeah. Avery Schreiber.
He's the reason I ate nacho Doritos. Nacho cheese Doritos, Neil.
I understand.
He's the reason.
I believe it.
Nacho cheese flavored Doritos brand tortilla chips. They're so zesty, so cheesy.
Cheese.
Try nacho cheese Doritos when you're hungry for excitement.
When he passed away, Avery Shriver had so much of that cheese dust in his mustache that the coroner didn't, and the mortician didn't know what to do.
Right.
So they just left it in there.
It's hard to get out once it's in there to that quantity.
And there's no question that, and they're good now. They're tasty now. I'll have a nacho cheese Dorito every now and then, but they're just not as good as they were in the 70s and early 80s.
Yeah. When they first came out, boy, everybody was on them. It was, anyway, Avery Shriver there. Shriver, born on this day in 1935. And we'll mention golfer Seve Ballesteros, one of the most popular and well-known, really turned the game of golf into a national pastime for Spain and has, been an idol to many others. He was a great escape artist, Jim. You know, he'd hook shot into the woods and somehow he'd make par or birdie all the time. He was masterful around the green. Seve Ballesteros died at the age of 54 from a brain tumor and cancer there. Mm. Bad deal for Seve Ballesteros. 1957, they're gone, but not forgotten.
So let me see. You turn certain pars into double bogeys, and he would turn certain double bogeys into pars. Then that was kind of what it is. Okay. Yeah.
And on a personal note, I would say, my dad, born on this day, 1928. Now they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Some notable omissions.
I'm well
Cal Ketchum. Julie from,
how did I miss that?
Julie from Kenyon, the official Lefse roller of the Bob Almanac, would be very, very disappointed in your staff.
I didn't know we had a Lefse roller.
We've got everything.
That's what makes it great.
So Hal Ketchum, 1953. He died in 2020, sadly, again too young.
I did get to meet him. What a fine, fine man he was.
Another country artist.
Don't break the heart that loves you.
She had just as many top tens, if not more, than Hal Ketchum.
Handle it with care.
Margot Smith, who we just lost last year. She was a Almanac salute. Two number ones in the 70s, eight top tens. Margot Smith, 1939. Great yodeler, too. She was a yodeler. Sid and Marty Croft. Again, somebody who just passed away last year in your staff. It takes, what, 3-4 years? Is that what we've
usually,
Marty Croft of the Sid and Marty Croft duo. You know, Lost Saucer, Far Out Space Nuts, H.R. Puffin stuff, Dr. Shrinker. Electra Woman and Dinah Girl, Land of the Lost, 1937. And one more. We don't have many animals on the Gone But Not Forgottens.
No. Secretariat. The only one I can remember.
This is Cheetah.
Oh.
Dead. Cheetah lived to be 80.
Oh, jeez. Wow. Well, that jungle life is good for the soul.
Cheetah, Tarzans. Yeah. You know, Walter Bond was John Wayne's right-hand man.
Ward.
Did I say Walter Bond?
Yeah. Former Gopher basketball player.
He was, yes. So
I don't think there was any relation.
No. Ward Bond. Cheetah was, was of course, the buddy to one and only Tarzan.
Yeah, and boy.
And boy, Nip-a-doo.
So, I bet you Cheetah outlived them all, probably.
He did. Cheetah. Cheetah born this date, 1932. Now you can say
they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Brought to you by Authority Fence. Our question for the Elvis tickets here today.
Almanac quiz.
We have it right now and here. Who did the Lakers lose to in 1959 in the NBA championship? Mm-hmm. The Minneapolis Lakers lost to this team in four games as a four-game sweep. 763-450-0100. First caller with the correct answer will win Elvis Tribute to the King Saturday, April 13th at the Medina Entertainment Center. Elvis. Call now, 763-450-0100. Would you like to start a Bob-a-thon with Razzie Bailey, Midnight Holler, Ricky Van Shelton from A Jack to a King, or Toby Keith? You ain't much fun.
We'll try Toby Keith.
All right. Almanac brought to you by Authority Fence.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1.